me a Parsha story.
Welcome to Parsha Pals.
Meet Marcelino de Sautula. Marcelino lived in northern Spain 150 years ago. He could be called an amateur archaeologist. He liked to dig, especially in a cave near his house that had lots of artifacts inside, or so he thought. And he would dig and dig and see what he could find in this Altamira cave. He didn't really come up with too much. A few years later, he went to France, to Paris, and he saw some amazing pieces of art and amazing artifacts that were on display in a museum. He said, I'm gonna look even more. I'm gonna try even harder. I'm gonna dig and dig and sort through all the different dirt in the Altamira cave. And I am going to find some really amazing, amazing pieces of art from many, 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 many thousands of years ago. And that's what he did. And he asked his 9-year-old daughter, Maria, if she wanted to come along and join him in his dig. And she said, sure, Papa, I'd love to come. And so the two of them went to the cave, and while her dad was very, very busy digging, 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 searching, Maria walked a little bit further in the Altamira cave. And a few minutes later, her father heard her say, Papa, Papa, look up, look up, look what I found. He was so busy looking down. He was sorting through so much dirt. He didn't want to look up. Papa, Papa, look up, look up. And her papa looked up, and he couldn't believe what he saw. Maria showed him bison painted on the ceiling of the cave in bright colors, red and black and yellow. Maria, I think that you discovered some amazing, amazing art. Maria, it has been here all along. I just never bothered looking up. I was only looking down. Those findings that Maria made and her father was able to publicize, they were so clear and so beautiful and magnificent that for about 30 years, artists and historians from around the world thought that they were a forgery, that it was a fake, that he got somebody modern to paint them. But about 30 years after the finding, they realized that this was real. And to this day, people talk about the artwork that was found on the ceilings of the Altamira caves in northern Spain because a little 9-year-old girl took the time and bothered to look up. I heard that story from Rabbi Sacks. It meant so much to me, because in this week's Parsha, Parshat Beshalach, Amalek comes out to fight Bnei Israel, a new, young nation that just left Mitzrayim. It was very, very frightening for the people. Yehoshua led the people in battle, and Moshe Rabbeinu sat on a rock and held his arms upward. And when Moshe's arms were up, the Bnei Israel succeeded in the war against Amalek. But it's hard to hold your hands up for such a long time. And Moshe's hands were getting tired. And Aharon and Hur came, and each of them held up one of Moshe's hands. Could Moshe's hands make the Bnei Israel win a battle against Amalek v'chiyadav shel Moshe osot milchama? Moshe's hands were lifted up to remind the Jewish people to look upward, to have faith in Hashem, to daven that things could get better, not to get stuck and so worried in the fear of the moment with Amalek fighting them that they would forget possibly that they rely on Hashem, that things can get better, that they can overcome and persevere and win the battle with Hashem's help. And that's exactly what they did. They looked up, they had emunah in Hashem, and they defeated the evil Amalek. In our everyday lives, we could sometimes get stuck in the moment and think, how am I going to get through this? This is so hard. How will I ever move forward? And what we learn from 9-year-old Maria is that if we look up, the possibilities are endless. And Moshe teaches us that if we look up and have bitachon and rely on Hashem and dive into Hashem, everything is possible. Let's all try to integrate this perspective and this emunah in our everyday lives for hurdles that are small and big. Shabbat shalom to everyone.